Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know if you buy this, and I heard a few people tweet this at me. I heard it on the radio station yesterday. This idea that when Giancarlo Stanton hit that bomb of a home run and right. He flipped his bat.
He did flip his bat.
Which he did, and I love it. I don't mind bat flipping. But that the flip of the bat was, you see fans, you boo me.
Oh, look, come on.
I don't buy that at all.
Come on.
I don't buy it. I see a guy who hit a home run. He's excited.
That's it.
He hit a bomb.
It looked like it hit the back of the behind and the left field bleachers all the way in the back. Come on.
And I also, when watching him the other day, I did not sense at all any anger or disillusion about the booing.
No.
So I don't think he's hitting that home run and he's jogging around the bases, I don't even think he remembers that he got booed the day
before.
Well,
he handled it brilliantly. I mean, he said, what it basically said, D.D.'s the cleanup hitter and he cleaned up my mess.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what he said after the game?
No, I think that.
I did strike out three times after yesterday.
Yes, he
did. But still, I mean, he's going to strike out. There's no doubt.
I think that if Giancarlo Stanton is hitting 185 in June and he's getting booed every time up, I could see that bothering him. But I really don't think, based on his response, and I'm just reading the body language and what he was saying, I never got the sense he was annoyed at all.
Yeah.
So when he flips that bat, I don't read anything into it other than, I just hit a bomb.
That's it.
And I'm happy.
That's it. I mean, give me a break. I think he's handled it very well so far. Look, even if he's hitting 185, bro, if they're winning games, I don't think it's going to be that big a deal. I mean, you'll hear about it. But if they're winning, that's all that's going to matter. And this guy's going to hit home runs. I mean, let's be honest. And they all are. I mean, yesterday was the first day they all hit one. All the big three hit one out yesterday.
Yep.
And I think you're going to see a lot of that as the year goes on with all the firepower this team has. But let's not get crazy after six games with Stanton.
No.
I mean, give me a break.
And the whole booing debate, because we have it every once in a while, it's very simple. I, as a fan, I don't like to boo. But I understand that people boo.
Right.
I get it. I know you've booed. I get it.
Of course.
It. It's part of...
And generally, I boo guys the team I root for. That's
of
who
course.
I'm booing.
You know who I was booing the other day?
Who's
I think
that?
This would make people happy. I was booing Facebook. When they were promoting on the scoreboard,
Watch
tomorrow's
game
on Facebook, I was
boo!
Like that.
Right.
So there you go. But I, as a fan, choose not to boo. That doesn't mean I'm right and you're wrong. The only time it's ever really annoyed me, where I got ticked off and I said something... was when Piazza got traded to the Mets. And remember, when Mike came over, he was hitting like 350.
Yeah.
But to some Met fans, he still wasn't doing enough. And he got booed. And I remember I confronted a fan as he was booing him. I was like, dude, the guy's hitting 350
since
he's gotten here.
What do you want?
And he's like, he's got to do more. He's Piazza. And I'm thinking, dude, I just think you're being irrational. And I was a little angry about it, so I wasn't that calm. But for the most part, this is a part of New York. Right? This is what happens, especially when you come here with high expectations. And I didn't think the booing was a vitriolic kind of boo.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a I'm wet, I'm tired, and I'm cold kind of boo.
Yeah, to the 12,000 diehards who were there.
Right.
I mean, give those people credit. I mean, you talk about Yankee fans. Those are Yankee fans, man.
Absolutely.
Sitting out there in that garbage of weather that it was the other day. So, like I said, they had a couple maybe... couple shots out of the flask,
That's right.
And you're getting frustrated with seeing Stanton strike out. So you can't get crazy about
it. It's not a big deal.
No.
Now, the other things from yesterday that were very impressive was Luis Severino.
Oh, he was great.
Who gets better as games go on.
He does.
And was able to pitch deep into this game, which is something we don't see very often.
Yep.
And the other thing, I got to give this guy some love, is Ronald Torres.
Yeah, no, he made a great catch in the outfield, backing up on a ball that... short right field, too, yesterday.
And it was big because that would have been another run.
Yep.
Instead of 1-0, it would have been 2-0. So, Torres makes a great catch. He picks up an RBI single later in the game. He catches the garbage that was flying late in the game. There was this big bag that was flying, and he catches it.
I didn't see that.
And he shoves it in his pocket.
Right.
But what's impressive about Toe, as everybody likes to call him.
That's his name now, not Toe-y?
No, just Toe.
Oh, okay. So I said like Towee.
Towee. Well, that of course, that would fit the whole manager thing.
Right.
I heard Callaway do something just like that the other day with somebody. I'm trying to remember who it was, where he put the IE at the end, just like Boone, just like Girardi. But Torreyes never plays. And they just say, all right, Toe, you're going to play. You haven't played in 2 weeks. And he goes out there and he gets ahead.
Yeah, no.
There's something kind of impressive about that.
Yeah, he's a terrific utility guy. No doubt about it.
He is. You can just insert him and say, all right, go do something for me. And Toe did. He did. He made a good defensive play. He's getting a big hit. He's the kind of guy you want on your baseball team.
Yeah,
and a good victory. No question. Good victory for the Yankees.
Hey, Yankees are 4-2. You're off to a nice start. You know, you had a couple tough losses in Toronto, but, you know, you win these two games against Tampa. Now you got the Orioles coming in for four, and we'll see Tanaka tonight. But both teams, you got to be happy at this point with both of the teams here in New York, you know, through the first five or six games.
Yeah, and what would really excite me if I'm a Yankee fan is I want you to think about the four starting pitchers the Baltimore Orioles are going to throw against you the next 4 days. Oh, my God.
Who's pitching tonight?
Andrew Cashner.
Right.
He stinks.
Wow.
Kevin Gausman.
Okay.
He stinks.
Yeah, right.
Chris Tillman.
Right.
He stinks.
Right.
Mike Wright Jr. He stinks. They all stink.
Wow.
They're all really bad.
Not exactly Cuellar, Palmer, McNally, and Dobson.
No. Not quite,
not exactly that group.
Now, I understand. I don't want to be that guy, Yankee fans. I'm not trying to jinx you here where Cashner goes 8 scoreless. But the Orioles do not have very good pitching. And you have a really, really good lineup.
Right.
So there's a chance there may be some crooked numbers over the next 4 days. And that makes me very nervous because Ernie and I made a bet. This bet, I love this bet. We made a bunch of Met Yankee bets, but I love this one. Stanton and Judge home runs versus Met wins.
Wow. That's an interesting
one. Now, you know what the score is right now.
That's interesting.
It's 4-4.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Here's what's frustrating.
That's right.
I can only get one a night. He can get five a night.
That is true. That is true.
My ceiling is one.
Right.
His ceiling could be seven.
It could be anything.
Could be anything.
Yeah, you're right.
But it's a very interesting bet. And do we remember the guy on Twitter who came up with it?
No, I don't. I gotta find out.
Who is it now? Judge and Stanton, that's it? Just those two?
Just those two guys versus Met victories.
Yeah.
So last year, it wouldn't have been close because Stanton and Judge hit well over 100. If they both hit 50, I'm not gonna win. But let's say they both hit 40. Okay, it's close.
Got a chance.
Got a shot.
Right.
So it's a very interesting bet. But whoever it was, we did give the guy credit on the podcast that we recorded where we made these bets. So that guy got the credit he deserves. But it's a really creative bet. Home runs for those two guys versus Met victories. And so far, we're tied at 4.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.